Greetings, everyone, and especially a warm welcome to Marketing Invisible today. I'm Tom Pollen, beaming out to you from the sunny coast in Australia, joined today by Lloyd Lobo. Lloyd, it's an absolute thrill to have you on the show. Folks, welcome, first of all, Lloyd. Where are you based? Tell people where you're hanging out.
I am hanging out in Dubai for the next year at least, and then we'll see where it goes. But home base is San Francisco, and I came to Dubai to explore if people live and work very differently. Dubai is a great mix of Miami meets Singapore, and it's a land of convenience. I think moving here easily has added 4 or 5 hours of free time in my day because I don't run around. I don't do chores. Everything is walkable, accessible. So I love it.
It's a very different culture to Silicon Valley.
Definitely. There's not as much running around or hustle.
Right.
Definitely.
Okay. So folks, you're in for a treat. Lloyd has got to where he is today through blood, sweat, tears, depression, failures, disadvantages. The challenges are just enormous. But he sold a majority share in one of the companies he started for, I don't think it's a secret, Lloyd, millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Got into a bit of a slump after that, decided to fresh up his life, moved to Dubai for a change of environment. And it sounds like it's worked incredibly well. He's launching a book, which by the time you read this, it'll be available, From Grassroots to Greatness. And I'm going to let Lloyd sort of tell you a bit about that, but we're doing something pretty special on this interview. There's a whole conversation that Lloyd and I had before the interview started, and I'm going to do something I've never done before. I'm going to put it at the end of the interview. Normally, as you guys know, it's 7 questions, 7 minutes. That's it. It's all over. But this is too special to leave out. So Lloyd's given me his permission to do that. I happen to have a recording, which was kind of fortuitous. So we'll rock and roll with the recording, Lloyd. For those of you who don't know Lloyd, let me just give you a quick heads up. He's an entrepreneur. I mean, Lloyd is an entrepreneur. Everyone says they're an entrepreneur, but Lloyd is. Okay. He's got serial failures and successes to prove it. He's a podcast host. I think more than anything else, Lloyd's a community builder, and we're going to unpack some of that. This is a concept which is so powerful. It's two steps away from building a religion. As Lloyd has explained to me. But Lloyd grew up in slums in India. He moved to Kuwait. He's married his childhood sweetheart from India, ended up in the middle of a Gulf War, became a refugee, went to San Francisco. He's the co-founder of Boost.ai. He's leveraged community-led growth model to bootstrap the company from 0 to 8 figures, secured over $100 million in funding, co-founded Traction. I mean, it goes on and on. I think what's going to be on your headstone, Lloyd, not in any day, I hope, but it's about you building communities and bringing a richness to the people in those communities, creating a purpose and a vision which is transcended, and I think, to use your words, transcends individual people and certainly transcends profit. So pleasure to have you here, sir. Title is 13 Rules to Build Iconic Brands with Community-Led Growth. Let's kick off the 7 minutes by asking, who's your ideal client, sir?
Definitely. So the ideal audience for the book is any entrepreneur, any innovator, anyone that's looking to help other people, to give, to build community beyond their product or service, right? Someone who is looking to create and give to the world a bigger impact that transcends the profits or the product they're working on.
And so what's unpacking that a bit further, question two is, what's the problem you solve? But it may not even be a problem you're solving. It might be a potential you're releasing.
I think it's both, right? So there's twofold. One is, as you know, in 2023, there's a few problems. Marketing is taking a bloodbath, okay? CPMs are up, TikTok, Facebook. There's a sea of sameness being generated by generative AI. After the initial buzz has died, copy-pasting from generative AI, and you know the content is the same. Consumers are tired, right, Tom, of clickbait, of spam, of seeing the same thing over and over again, of giving sensitive personal data to access crappy white papers. Consumers are saying no to the same old marketing, and that's why marketing is getting harder. It's getting more challenging. Outbound lead generation is getting harder. And so I want to convey the message, the problem that I'm trying to solve is, in an age where it's getting harder to differentiate, the technological innovation has even made product differentiations harder. Because think about it, there are websites now where you can go and literally buy the front end of Airbnb or any website you pick. No code, low code, ChatGPT tools have made building the next software product very easy. So in a time where you can replicate anything, and marketing has gotten so saturated,
yeah,
how do you stand out?
Yeah.
The best way to stand out is not technological innovation, because yesterday's innovation always becomes tomorrow's commodity, right? There was the internet, and there was the cloud, and there was the social, and there was the mobile, and then there was fintech, and now AI. We don't say internet company or mobile company, and we won't say AI company. But eventually, if you build a community, you won't become a commodity. And as I talked to 1,000+ people, I realized one thing that was in common between obscure ideas that became long-term enduring brands. And that was the power of human-to-human connections. People create innovation, people create technologies. And through this book, I want to convey the message that if you're an entrepreneur that draws joy from creating impact and wants to build an enduring brand, you can build a community. And I'm not saying stop doing sales, because I did sales, or stop doing traditional direct response marketing. But I'm saying while you're doing those things in parallel, start building your community, because over time, your community will be your feedback source. It will be your product differentiator. It'll be channel for distribution. It will be your channel for retention. They will stay with you to help you, because if you fall in love with your customer and make them successful beyond your product or service, they will show up for you in the same way. And a perfect example, you're in Australia, so you know Atlassian. We've all heard of Atlassian,
yes,
right?
Yes,
big
yes.
$40 billion success. Atlassian started fairly small and grassroots. I think largely a product-led company, didn't raise money for a while. Last year, Atlassian's community self-organized 5,000 events. If you take an average clip of 100 people per event that averages, you get 500,000 people engaged with the community without Atlassian being involved.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Yeah.
So that tells you the power of community. Or if you look at a brand like Harley Davidson, in the 80s, they almost went bankrupt when the Japanese manufacturers came in. They rebuilt the company on the ethos of community. Management had direct oversight. The president had direct oversight. Leaders became riders. Riders became employees. They created the Save Harley movement, and they created campaigns and movements to donate to breast cancer and so many other causes.
Yeah.
Today, you don't recognize a Honda CBR fan, but you know when a person tattoos your logo that it's a cult.
Yeah.
And that's what a community does for you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and it's fascinating stuff. And so what you're saying is this concept of the community is really going to transcend, or it's going to endure longer than individual tech fad or even a product or a service. So, okay, so that's good news. We've only got 2 minutes left. So I'm going to skip a little bit of something here and get to question five. It's a big subject. You've written a book. It's going to be launched soon. But can you give folks a top tip, one step they could just take forward? Not going to build in the community, but it might get them started. What's one thing they could do?
So I'll answer your four and five with this one thing. A lot of people who come to me for advice on community building ask me, should I start a Slack channel? Should I start a WhatsApp group? Should I start a Facebook group? And I tell them, don't do any of that. You're jumping into the technology. It always starts with the problem. What's the problem you're trying to solve? So pick the ideal customer profile. Who is it that you're targeting? Who is that customer? What are the needs, goals, pains, aspirations? Customers buy outcomes, not products. I don't want a gym membership. I want a six pack. I don't want marketing automation software. I want more leads. You know, there's a graphic of Mario eating a mushroom and turning into Super Mario. Super Mario is what customers want to become. They don't care about buying mushrooms. And so figure out what are your customers' aspirations and goals and what gets in their way, and then start building an audience by delivering value around content in a white space that they're not getting. Like, deliver value. Perfect. Whether it's meetups or online content, deliver value that they're not already getting.
Fabulous. Folks, that answers question four, common mistakes, and a top tip. Question six, valuable free action. Folks, go to Lloyd Lobo, LLOYEDLOBO, LloydLobo.com, and grab the book. Got 15 seconds left, Lloyd. Big challenge. One question I should have asked you, but fail to? What's the question and the answer?
Definitely. Ooh, 7 seconds. I think the one question is, what do you do once you have an ideal customer profile? The thing is, build your circle of influence around it. Once you've figured out your ICP and who you're targeting and what are their pain points, the way to do it is figure out who do they fund, meaning what are the tools they pay for? Who do they follow? Who are the influencers? And what do they frequent? What are the platforms they hang out? So once you understand your ICP and their circle of influence, then you can do podcasts by inviting influencers that they resonate with. Then you can partner with other partners that buy tools from, and you can distribute it on the channels they hang out.
Perfect. Lloyd, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, man. Cheers. This was good.
Been fun. Thanks for checking out our Marketing the Invisible podcast. If you like what we're doing here, please head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate us, and leave us a review. It's very much appreciated. And if you want to generate 5 fresh leads in just 5 hours, then check out www.5hourchallenge.com.